VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee.
The House Judiciary Committee approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, sending U.S. President Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full House of Representatives. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler called it a solemn and sad day. President Trump used different but familiar words.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said Democrats on the panel misquoted his request for a favor in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
They kept saying, me. It wasn't about me. It was about us. The word was us.
That favor involved an investigation of Democrats and the Bidens. Nadler says,
the House will act expeditiously.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea says that it successfully performed another crucial test, missile test, as its long-range rocket launch site that would further strengthen its reliable strategic nuclear deterrent. The announcement Saturday comes as North Korea continues to pressure the Trump administration over an end-of-year deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un to salvage faltering nuclear negotiations. North Korea's Academy of Defense Science did not specify what was tested on Friday. Just days earlier, the North said it conducted a very important test at the site, prompting speculation that it involved a new engine for either a space launch vehicle or an intercontinental ballistic missile. The North Korean announcement suggests that the country is preparing to do something to provoke the United States if Washington does not back down and make concessions in deadlocked nuclear negotiations. This is VOA News. A trade deal between the United States and China separately announced Friday by both countries. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
New Zealand police say that they would search the waters near the volcanic White Island in an attempt to retrieve two bodies left after a fatal eruption there this week. A military team in hazmat suits and gas masks retrieved the remains of six victims Friday. The volcano, a popular tourist destination for day trippers, erupted Monday, spewing ash, steam, and gases over the island. 47 people were on the island when it blew. So far, 14 are confirmed dead, with more than two dozen injured people being treated in hospitals across New Zealand and Australia. Britons protested after many awoke Friday to utterly transformed political landscape following an electoral earthquake that has ripped up modern British politics and whose tremors will be felt for years to come. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's emphatic win in the country's third general election in 4 years gives the Conservatives, also known as Tories, their biggest parliamentary majority in more than a quarter century. Democrats in the United States threatened to boycott the next presidential debate over a labor dispute. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Presidential debate planned for next Thursday in Los Angeles. All of the candidates scheduled to take part say they will not cross picket lines at Loyola Marymount University. A labor union called Unite Here Local 11 says it's been negotiating since March on a collective bargaining agreement for 150 cooks, dishwashers, cashiers, and servers who work on the campus. Loyola Marymount says it is not a party to the contract negotiations. Scheduled to take part in the debate are Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang. I'm Mike Gracia.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.